Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. I've got another great show for you tonight. What a great staff we have on this program. They really know what they're doing. Dr. Joel Wallach back with us from criticalhealthnews.com. And again, that number to call because Doc gives out a lot of information. And if you're driving in a car, I don't want you writing while you're driving. So that's 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO to get some more information. Doc, welcome back, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, George. As usual, you and your team are the greatest.
So this story about having high blood pressure for any length of time can speed up cognitive decline in studies. You talked a little bit about that over the years. That's really serious. High blood pressure is a serious thing, isn't it?
Yes, and of course, the thing that doctors forget is that when you have coronary artery disease, you have, you know, disease of the arteries in the heart, and they want to do a bypass or put stents in. Every artery in your body has the same problem. It's not just your coronary arteries. You get them in your brain, and this is what causes this brain cognitive stuff. It's called vascular dementia. And, of course, we have a program for that very quickly. Usually within 2 to 6 weeks, you're back to normal. But you have to give up all the bad foods, the things that cause the problem, fried foods, processed meats, oils, glutens, wheat, barley, rye, oats, and sugar, and then you throw in the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and our Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets. Blood pressure comes right down. Blood flow increases. I'll even get you off of dialysis. If you haven't urinated in 10 years, you're on dialysis 6 days a week. In 2 weeks' time, you'll be urinating. You'll be off of dialysis.
Well, I got to tell you, Doc, you know, it's always great having you back on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I'm looking forward to this. Lots going on. So Thanksgiving is gone. And it wasn't quite the Thanksgiving we've normally had because of COVID. Lots of people didn't want a lot of family people around. They kept it really tight. And I have a feeling Christmas is going to be the same way. Any medical advice that you would give people for the holidays?
Yes, George, now I figured this out. You know, I'm a statistician, I'm a pathologist. And so I was trying to figure out why some countries just don't have a big problem. Why some states in the United States don't have a big problem and some do. Well, you know, Fauci came out, and he's failed us, and I have a paper coming out. I interviewed eight Asian countries on a Zoom. That's going to come out here pretty soon.
Okay.
The title is The Manchurian Prescription. It follows the Manchurian Candidate book, which you're probably familiar with.
Yes, sure am.
Okay.
And the movie. And the movie.
And the movie, yeah. Well, this is this interview on these eight Asian countries and their leaders in the countries. This is a big deal, okay? It's called the Manchurian Prescription. And despite a year and a half of wearing masks, distancing, washing our hands, we have 16,256,000 infections and 300 dead people in America. I mean, we've started wars for less intrusion than that, okay? So what goes on here? Well, let's compare a few countries and see why, okay? Just briefly, the UK, England, Scotland, and Ireland have a total of 67 million people. Infection level right now is 1,830,000 and 64,000 deaths. Thailand, an Asian country, same 67,000 people, excuse me, 67 million people. They have 4,000 infections instead of 1,800,000, and they have 60 deaths instead of 64,000. Well, let's see if that holds. Let's go with Florida with 22 million people and Taiwan with 23 million people. Florida has 1,125,000 infections. Taiwan has 736 infections. Florida has 20,133 deaths, and Taiwan has 7 deaths. Okay, let's look at Hong Kong and Arizona. Both of them have 7.5 million, okay, 7,500,000. Hong Kong has 7,500 infections and 116 deaths.
There's a pattern here, isn't there?
Yes. Arizona has 408,000, okay, instead of 7,000. They have 7,000 deaths instead of 116. And if I may, I'll give you two or three more, and you'll figure it out right away. Okay, let's compare Japan and Mexico. They both have 126 million people. Mexico has 1.250 million infections. Japan has 177,000. Mexico has 113,000 deaths. Japan has 2,000 deaths. Okay, the last one I want to compare, and I can go on all night, but let's just take one more. Let's look at Nigeria with 207 million people and Brazil with 210 million people. Nigeria has 72,000 infections and 1,194 deaths. Brazil has 6.8 million infections instead of 72,000 and has 181,000 deaths. So what's the difference between Brazil and Nigeria? Okay.
Well, it's got to be diet, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. You got it. You get an A+. I knew you would, George. Nigeria lives on corn and rice and sweet potatoes. Brazil lives on wheat, barley, and oats.
Do these foreign countries, Doc, supplement the way we do here in the United States? They don't do that.
No. But they do eat marine algae and stuff like that, which has a lot of minerals in it.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Well, same way with Hong Kong. Okay. They're a city nation, Asian. They live on rice and sweet potatoes and vegetables. Their average longevity, is 84.6 years. Arizona, lives on wheat, barley, and oats because they're 31% Latino, and their longevity is 71 years.
Jeez, 13-year difference. That's,
yes.
That's huge.
It's huge. Okay, so let's look at India now. India has 9.8 million infections, 143,000 dead. Now, so what's going on in India? 1.4 billion people. 1.4 billion people, the same population as China. China has 92,000 infections and 4,000 deaths. India has 9.8 million infections and 143,000 deaths. Well, let's look at India. They have 29 states and 7 territories. The northern 9 states has 95% of the deaths and 86% of the infections. The southern 20 states and the 7 territories have 5% of the deaths and 14% of the infections. These are very homogenous people. They all have the same race. They all have the same religion. So what's the difference? It's a stark difference between the north and the south. What's going on there? Well, in the north, they eat everything grown from wheat, barley, and oats because they live up in the hills and the mountains. In the south, they live in the swamps and they can only grow rice.
Why is rice more healthier for you?
Because it has no gluten in it.
Interesting. Gluten's that bad?
Yes. Well, it makes your intestines go away. Instead of looking like a shag rug in your intestines, it looks like a plastic tube. Now, here's why it's bad. The vaccines, which is coming out here, the COVID-19, praise the Lord, is coming out. But vaccines do not kill the virus. Everybody thinks the vaccines kill the virus.
I'm told the virus isn't alive in the first place, don't understand.
It is. Okay. And so the vaccines don't kill the virus, but what they do is they make the vaccine out of the protein from the viruses so that your immune system, which is in your bone marrow, recognizes it and sends out the defenses.
It can. What if it can't?
Well, that's the problem. That's why we wound up with 16 million infections and 300,000 deaths, because our bone marrow is dead. because we live on the breakfast of champions, Wheaties, oatmeal for breakfast. We eat flour tortillas. We have pancakes and waffles and French toast and Spaghetti Factory three nights a week.
All the good tasting stuff. No good for us, huh?
And beer. Now, you can have beer, but it's got to be made from rice from Japan and China. Okay? You have to eat everything made from rice, just like these Asian countries. And that's why they have 116 deaths in Hong Kong instead of 7,000 deaths like we have in Arizona. It's like Taiwan has 7 deaths, and Texas, with the same population, has 23,000 deaths, okay? Because their intestines are still good, and they're able to extract the minerals from the algae and the sweet potatoes and the rice that's grown. And so they are able to protect themselves. Their immune systems work. Our immune systems don't work. And here's what I predict. I predict, George, that young kids under the age of 10 are going to respond fairly well to this COVID vaccine because they're still young enough. They haven't been eating gluten for 50 years.
Right.
Their intestines
right.
can still make white blood cells and antibodies. You get middle-aged people, 40, 50, 60, and seniors above 60, there's going to be highly variable response to the vaccine.
Oh, boy.
Those who live on rice and sweet potatoes, the Asian people in our country, are going to do very well. But the Latinos are not going to do very well because their intestines are dead.
What about the people who elect not to take the vaccine?
Well, if you get rid of all the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, and the glutens, and you take your 90 essential nutrients, the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and the MSM is going to rebuild your bones and your bone marrow, you'll do very well.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken, Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two, Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.